What's going on, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: it's my fault. So yesterday was bench day, upper body day, a little bit of strength work. I've been hitting regularly 2 to 3 strength sessions a week. I've passed and I've cut out barbells. I've probably mentioned it on the podcast at some point, but I've cut out barbells and I spent about 3 months barbell less. And I've just introduced them back in on last week. Last Wednesday, I started doing some safety squat bar. So I actually didn't touch a barbell on this night, but it was safety squat bar squats, box squats, and some trap bar, like explosive shrugs, like power deadlifts, which are really, really cool. If you've never done them, they're a cool exercise to play with. A little bit of trap work, a little bit of speed work. But on yesterday, I was benching, and my first bench session back with a barbell was Friday, which was, I was benching on the Tuesday, so it's like 5 days apart. And when I got in there on the Friday, I was benching, it was 110 kilos. I had 8 sets of 3, and it felt horrible. It felt so heavy. It felt like a whole, like, world had fallen onto my barbell, and it was a completely different game that I have never done before. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked at how hard it was. Now, 3 months prior to this, I was bench pressing like 150 kilos. I was doing 140. I hit 140 for three reps, I believe. And then I hit 100 for 20 reps in one set. And it was on the same day. So my volume and my poundages and kilos were going up there. They were getting better. And this is all, you know, same body weight, same sort of sporting, you know, focus as in the jiu-jitsu and the kickboxing side of things. And then I do the strength stuff to feel good and to help those sports. But yesterday I was hitting, it was 110 plus a chain each side. So really at the top, it's about 120. And it was really, really hard. I did 3 sets of 3. It was only 3 sets of 3. It felt hard. I don't know if it was because of the morning. I don't know if it's because I haven't touched them. I'm not really sure. Because it's not like I haven't been doing strength work, right? Like I have been doing stuff. I've been doing strict press. I built my strict press up from my shoulders being completely fucked. This is why I cut the barbells out. My shoulders were cooked. And I've got my shoulders back to being able to do the 40 kilo kettlebell as a strict press for 2 reps each side, comfortably. Like it felt okay. I did multiple sets of that. So there has been a lot of strength work going on. It's not like I just went off the radar and stopped doing stuff. I was doing a lot of dumbbell work and things like that. Now, the interesting thing is that came into my head. I was like, this sucks. I've gone backwards. I should be able to do more. I'm weak. And all these self-doubts popped into my head. And now I bet you've had self-doubts in the past as well. Maybe it was a bad day. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've spent, like last week, I did, I think, 6 or 7 mixed martial arts sessions of various kinds. And my elbows and shoulders are cooked. You know, maybe it was because on the Monday before this, like just the day before, I was doing kickboxing and jiu-jitsu. I did an hour of sparring, an hour of jiu-jitsu roughly, or even more, probably an hour and a half jiu-jitsu. Now, these things take a toll on your body. Right? There is fatigue that accumulates doing this stuff. It's not like I'm going in fresh, but I still have those self-doubt thoughts. Now, here's the interesting thing. When I was benching it and I was thinking, this shouldn't be so heavy, I had to pull myself up and remind myself that it's my fault that it's not heavy, that it is heavy. It's my fault that it's not moving how it used to move because I haven't done the work, right? I haven't practiced the bench press. Does it mean I'm weaker? Not really, because there's other things that I've improved in, but I haven't practiced the bench press. So the bench press won't feel good. It just won't. It doesn't make sense that it should. And if you start to apply this concept and this thought process to my results across the board, if I'm gonna sort of shoot myself in the foot and say it's my fault that I haven't achieved something good in my body, I need to be willing to say it's my fault that I've achieved something great somewhere else. Right now, my house is nearly done in renovation. I'm super proud of this achievement. Like, it's going to be mad when it's finished. I'm very excited. It's going to be sick. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to love, you know, living in here. And it's going to be one of these things that me and Tal will be able to stand at the front and just sort of look at it and go, oh, what we've done. Look what we've transformed. It's really, really exciting. You know, things like the gym, like all of the people that have been hitting great things in the gym and been transforming their lives in the gym, like I sometimes just take that for granted. But when I actually look at it, that's something that I've created, right? And if I step back and allow myself to take, I suppose, credit for that, it's exciting, right? Yes, I've had help along the way. I've got a great team and all that sort of thing. But the whole concept started when I started, right? Like, I have to give myself a pat on the back for that. So my results across the board are my fault, just as my failures are my fault, just as my mess ups are my fault, right? And if I start to look at this and you start to look at this and think about this in your life, I suppose the question of today is very, very simple. Where in your life aren't you taking full responsibility for your results, right? Where in your life aren't you taking full responsibility for your results? Now, when I say results, I think positive and negative, failures and successes. A lot of people are very, very willing to be like, yeah, I did that shit. I did that. That was me. Did you see that award I got? I killed it. But then when something fucks up and the shit hits the fan, they start to blame everybody else. It was this person's fault. She said this. He did this. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Now, back to the question. When you think of it as a positive and a negative, you need to write a list here. This isn't just a one thing answer, right? Where in your life aren't you taking full responsibility for your results? Now, part two to this question. What is the first action step to claim back your greatness? Right? Think about it. It's very, very simple. What is the first action step to claim back your greatness? Now, for me, going into this bench press game, wanting to get my bench press back up to that 150 mark and be happy with all that and hitting the reps at hundreds and, you know, absolutely on fire with that side of things while I'm doing my mixed martial arts, I need to either accept that I'm going to progress slowly or I need to cut back on some of the other work that I'm doing in the mixed martial arts game, right? And I need to take full ownership and be like, okay, cool, this is what I'm doing and this is why I'm doing it. So getting some clarity behind that will help. Now, I know what I need to do. And I say that because I know you know what you need to do as well, right? Where in your body do you need to start making that shift? Where in your life do you need to start making that shift? Is it in your body? Is it in your mind? Is it in your connection? Is it in your business? Is it in your, you know, in your fun? Where is it? What's that look like for you? All right, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. If you have any questions, please hit me up. If you have any podcast topics or anything you'd like me to speak about or touch on, I'm always open for Q&A, so just hit me up and I'll do my best. Now, guys, if you can pass this on to somebody else that needs to hear it, that would be absolutely incredible. But beyond that, do the work. I put these out for free. All I ask for you is to do the work. Get it done. Make sure you're progressing, and that way we can all progress together. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll talk to you shortly. Bye.